You're recording.
All right, we're back in open session and recording. Somebody just beat me to it, I'm gonna do it. I move we dismiss this case.
Second.
In a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
What? Got more discussion?
Yeah, okay, I move the discussion regarding the administration of abandonment by the forest owner. As a practically veterinarian, we don't typically utilize that as a first tool to do that treatment option. It's only as a last resort when we can't have been there and have that fashion to administer ourselves. And it basically can cloud everything that we do subsequently. So if a veterinarian has a relationship with a forest owner, to the point where they prescribe them medications they have on hand for emergency, the veterinarian is in full control of that situation when they give the permission to the owner to administer that medication. So ultimately, the veterinarian is taking that responsibility. So, and just to kind of clarify that, as a community, but equine veterinarians are not thrilled with people that administer medications without having discussed that with us first, because it does have a tendency to really kind of cloud off and really kind of crucial situations at the moment. So I just thought I would have that.
Excellent point. The similar situation on the food animal side would be if you got out of that residue, it would go back to the veterinarian, even though they never touched the animal overall. Because they wrote the script, they wrote the protocol, it's their client.
The farm still gets into it. The residue will come.
Yeah. Anyway, the important issue is the motion on the floor is to dismiss, and we have a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, well, the ayes have it.
They do.
I'm sorry you did not have a unanimous dismissal, but it is dismissed. Thank you for being here today. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for always checking with the veterinarians prior.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's what Dr. Gruen's point was, is that we need to make sure veterinarians know what's happening. So thank you for doing that.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to section 4, number 7, 2107, in regards to Aaron Hinsrich, TBM, board may review, discuss, and take action on self-reported percentage of ARS 3208A. That is in supplement 1. And I got a little note here, it says executive session, so does that before, after, in the middle?
I don't know, it's just whenever, if needed.
If needed, okay. So, start this ball rolling. You all got a surprise.
Mr. Chairman, yes, I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
I have a question of staff. Has the medication in question, as well as the two reference and the other information, have all of those been approved for the consent agreement?
So I'm aware of one. I'm not sure of the other three. Were there three?
Okay. There was the backwards, whatever it is, the backwards and the trans and the other one. Or circular one.
Do we want to ask Dr. Hinsrich if she'd like to go to the executive session to talk about medical information or to talk about specific medications?
Yes, please.
Okay. I will be going to executive session for medical discussion.
And a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes, we'll go into executive session. And that's all that's left here, so we're going to be here. So, just remind you what happens in executive session.